himself. Then he can take up his cross, and then he can follow me. Are you with me this morning? The old I can't follow Christ. No, he can't follow Christ. And a resurrected life lies on the other side of people that are willing to confront themselves. We're too busy confronting other people. Never works. Never works. Never will, never has. But when you confront yourself and not your enemies, deny yourself, because I'm going to tell you who your worst enemy is. It's you. It is you. Could you say that with me? It's me. It's me. You are your own worst enemy. And until you get rid of that I, you can blame your Uncle Joe, Aunt Susie, and your mama for dropping you, whatever you want to do. But the problem is not them, it is you. And until you take the blame, you will never have the peace. When you blame other people, you never have peace. When you accept the blame, you get a peace whether they don't, they get it or not. And I got to live with myself. They're not going to live with me. I'm going to live with myself. And the eyes have got to go to the cross. You've got to see yourself. And there in Gethsemane, he looked at himself and said, can I do this thing? If there's any way possible, that's what he said. The first I said, if there's any way possible, could we do it another way? Okay. No. Nevertheless, not my will, thine be done. Peter could not stop Christ from finding his cross in the garden. He could not stop. Nobody can stop you from meeting yourself. You may stop me from meeting somebody else on another appointment, but nobody can stop you from meeting yourself. The law stopped at the cross. The law stopped at the cross. The law stopped at self, where people self-justified themselves, where it was always, I'm the victim, and I was done wrong, and nobody treats me right, and I don't deserve this, and I don't trust anybody, and you stayed on that side of the cross. Because when you get on this other side of the cross, I understand trying the spirits, I understand that there's wolves out there, I understand that, but let me tell you something, you got to follow somebody. If you're not, we're all shepherds. But that's not what the Bible calls the fold. The folds are sheep. And Paul said, follow me as I follow him. And he calls the pastor the under-shepherd. And that pastor is supposed to follow the real shepherd. Because I'm responsible for every one of you if I don't preach the gospel. So the law stopped at the cross. But the liberty that we have in Christ was after the cross. And we need, the Bible said, Paul said, let a man so examine himself to see if he be in the way. When's the last time you stopped your world and said, let me talk to myself? I don't want any, take that cell phone, put it on silent, and talk to yourself. Meet yourself in the garden. Can I do this thing or not? The greatest tool that the enemy has to stop you from changing and to being all that you can be in Christ, I could ask you this morning, I almost handed out a piece of paper and say, write the one thing, the one tool you think that Satan has as his greatest weapon to stop you. And I'm sure we'd have had lust and envy and strife, and we'd had all these things. Maybe someone would have written what I consider to be the right answer. Blindness. Blindness. For if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them which are lost, whom the God of this world hath blinded their eyes, lest they see the Son of God and the glory of God shines into their hearts. He blinded their minds. The greatest weapon he has is blindness. Because if you don't see it, you don't see it. If you don't see it, you don't see it. If you can't see yourself, then you'll never see yourself. If you don't see it, I can't teach enough to make you see it. If you don't see it, then you'll never see it. If you're blind, you're blind. And if I was the devil, I would never want you to see yourself. I'd take every mirror away. I'd never let you see. Because a blind person is easy to fool. A blind person just goes where someone else says, let's go. You could tell a blind person we're in Paris and be in Chicago. You can tell a blind, you know, blind people always ask, how do I look? Oh, you're beautiful. And you could be ugly as homemade soap. Blindness. And never see yourself. I just blind you. So I can say, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. And I'd lead you into places you never dreamed you would be. Where are we at? Oh, it's just a little celebration. What's this stool about? Oh, that's nothing. What is this drinking about? And lead you into, why? I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong. Honey, God needs to open up your eyes. So, see, the greatest tool he's got is to do this. So that you have eyes and you can see, but you can't see that light. So were their gods, he said. They have eyes and can't see. They have ears that can't hear. And people are walking zombies today. They have eyes and can't see, ears and they can't hear. They don't hear the voice of God. They can't see the things of God. And if you're blind, you're blind. The Bible speaks about Israel having blindness in part. They see some things. They see Jehovah God. They don't see Jesus Christ. But he said one day, he was the Son of God. Surely he was the Son of God. And God takes that blind draw. You need to pray, God, take the blindness away from me. Oh yeah, you see, lust you can deal with and other things you can deal with and envy and strife and things. Those are things you see. Lord, I'm fighting lust. Well, good, we'll conquer that. Oh, I'm fighting envy. Good, we'll conquer that. I'm fighting strife. Good, we'll conquer that. My home is in disarray. We can conquer that. But you know what you can't conquer? Blindness. Blindness. And he came to remove the shackles off of your eyes as he did Paul's eyes. He struck him with blindness because he could not see himself. Oh, my, my, my. Blind people can't see themselves. James said, what you need to do, my brothers and sisters, he said, is go into a room where there is a mirror and turn on the lights. What good does it do for me to preach to you the gospel, give you a mirror, and never turn on the lights? Take the blinders away so that you can see yourself. He said, let no man see himself and leave and straightway forget what manner of man he saw. Take a picture of that in your mirror. Put it in your pie. That's the way I used to be right there. This is how I used to be right here. Yeah, this used to be me. But you see, I got crossed between the eyes. And that used to be who I was. But I'm not that anymore. This is who I am. Look at me now. Hallelujah. Look at me now. That's what I used to be. But I got crossed between the eyes. And now the life that I live is no more I that liveth. It's no more about me. But it is to do his good will and pleasure. Hallelujah. As they come this morning, I want to close with this thought. Somebody this morning needs to talk to themselves. David said, they all thought of stoning him. And he just had to talk to himself and encourage himself. And he prayed and got the ephod. And he come out of it when he saw himself. And this prodigal son that we've preached about so many times, the prodigal son, he didn't see. He was, Daddy, give me what's mine. I'm going to take a trip. And I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going into a far country. And all these things I'm going to do. But one day, He had dinner with himself at the Hog Pen Cafe. Out of money, busted and disgusted. No way to justify yourself now. Look at where you're at. How are you going to justify yourself now? You can't say, Daddy. Daddy shouldn't have given me that money. Daddy. And when he met himself, he was crossed between his eyes. And he said this. Sit down. I have sinned. It's me. He started seeing himself. I've sinned. It's my fault. Not nobody's fault but mine. I don't know what I was thinking. But I know what I can do. I'm better than this. Does anybody know you're better than this morning? You're better than this. And he said, I will arise. I will arise. And I'm going to go home. And I'm going to tell Daddy it's my fault. And that old serpent could say, but you know, Big Brother's going to be mad. I don't care what Big Brother says. Don't you know your daddy could be angry at you because you done wasted all this stuff that he worked hard for. I don't care what he says. The cross made the difference. And when he saw himself as useless and worthless, and he said, I'll just be a servant. I'm no longer worthy to be called the son of my father. But I'm going home. And when he got the cross in his mind, he said, I will rise. And the Bible says, and he arose. And when he arose, he was on the other side. And he goes home, and you know the story like I do. And the old man had waited many years, looking out the window, waiting, believing someday he's coming home. And when he saw him yet a far way off, that's him. That is, he was so glad to see him. There was no anger. There was no animosity. There was no, I told you so's. Not from Daddy. No. Not from the one that really mattered. He kissed him on the neck. He killed the fatted calf. He put a ring on his finger. He said, this my son, which was lost, is now found. He's a new eye. He said, but Daddy, I'm not worthy. He followed through. I'm not worthy because he says, that's okay. It's okay. I'm not worthy either. As you stand this morning, when will you meet yourself? When will you take time? You're going to make appointments to meet other people this week, and you got an appointment with your hair, and you got an appointment with school, and you got an appointment to go to work. You got all these appointments. But when will you sit down and talk to yourself and say, I got to die out to this thing. I cannot live like this. I need to cross my eyes and get on the other side of this thing so that the I am is crossed. I am crucified with the I am. And it's no longer me that's going to live from here on out. I'm living like he wants me to live. I'm going to live like he wants me to live. As they sing this morning, maybe under the sound of my voice, there may be one, there may be two, I don't know, or three, that said, I want to meet you, Lord, in peace. I want to meet you, God. I want